Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Em, and with a new year comes a new series, and that's five things. Because can we just get to the point already? I'll still be interviewing some of the most inspiring women out there who are making moves. Only we're going to get right to the good stuff. So we're talking the five key takeaways to get you all of the value in a quicker, snappier, more digestible episode. So with that, here's five things with Kimberly Snyder. Kimberly, hi, and welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So excited to sit down and chat with you today. For me, you are like the original, the OG lifestyle wellness influencer, creator, blogger in this space. I feel like I've been following you for like a decade.
Yeah. But
for those that don't already know who you are, for our listeners, can you give us like a brief background on who you are and who Kimberly is all about?
Sure. So I did start, my first book was published in 2011. So you can think I am sort of the OG. There's been six books over the past 11 years or so, and I'm actually working on two now. So my work has really expanded, Emily. It started off really just wanting to figure out how to heal myself from my bloating and my acne, and my hair wouldn't grow. So I went into nutrition and I started as a nutritionist. My first two books are nutrition focused, but then over time, it's really expanded into holistic wellness. So my philosophy is focused on our four cornerstones: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. So everything that I do focuses on one of those areas, the books. I have my podcast as well called the Feel Good Podcast, and my brand, Soluna, which is a holistic lifestyle brand with supplements and courses and high performance skincare and articles and many other offerings.
I love it. Thank you for the breakdown. You've been very, very busy this past.
I've been busy. I'm also a mama, like we were talking about, a 2- and 6-year-old. And yeah, we'll get into it in the show. It's an interesting path I've had, which includes backpacking for 3 years around the world. One of my books I co-authored with Deepak Chopra, which really shifted the direction of my career. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey for sure.
Absolutely. What was that experience like with Deepak Chopra? That's insane.
So it's really interesting. I'll say, Emily, my career started with this beauty from the inside out because I was really trying to heal myself. And then without, you know, this wasn't something I purposely planned. I ended up working in Hollywood for about six years before I got pregnant with my first son. And I was pulled into that world to help people feel and look their best. So I was working with, you know, Reese Witherspoon and Channing Tatum and going to film sets and doing press tours in Europe. And the whole time I was working with all these incredible clients, it was this holistic approach. There was meditation, there was yoga, there was processing emotions. And then when Deepak reviewed my third book, which is really expansion, it was really me talking about chakras and energy centers. And it's not just about the food, but it's that we're energetic beings. And then when I met with Deepak about that book, and we decided to write the next book together, my following three books really started going more wide. Because after working with clients and people for so many years, I realized that oftentimes when we have issues with food or obsessions with our body, it's because we're not taking care of our emotional well-being, our spiritual connection, which is who we are on the inside in our hearts. So we overemphasize the outside. So it was an incredible experience, Emily, and everything just feels like it keeps expanding and growing, and it's really exciting.
Super, super exciting. So I guess as like one of my first questions I ask all my guests, like, what's your big move? Has there been a pivotal turning point in your journey, in your career that has really sort of defined you?
So there's been many, but the biggest primary one I would say is when I graduated from college, I worked for about a year in Australia, saving more money. And then I backpacked for 3 years around the world. And this was so significant because up until that point, I was a perfectionist. I had to be number one in the class. I was obsessed with how much I weighed. It was very quantitative, right? Like, what number am I in the class? How much do I weigh? How many calories am I eating? And I never felt really peaceful. It was always this, the next thing, I got to lose more weight or I have to do this. It was very stressful. I was very anxious. I had a lot of insomnia and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I thought at one point I might be a doctor. I went to Georgetown. I was pre-med at one point, but then I just realized this isn't for me. I don't know what I want to do, but I, you know, so I just ended up saving this money. I ended up going on the road and I thought it was going to be a few weeks, but it ended up just getting more and more extended. And it ended up being 3 years. And mostly I was in Asia and Africa, but I ended up going to South America and Eastern Europe. But the reason this was so pivotal in my move was because I was out of the Western world for 3 years, right? I wasn't in Australia. I wasn't in Canada. I wasn't in Europe. I was in these countries that blew my mind. Their perspective of energy and beauty and wellness wasn't the way that we, it's not the way we think about it. It wasn't quantitative. It was about this inner connection as well, and this confidence and this radiance. And so that was the point at which I completely reshaped my perspective of life. That was the point in which I really threw out the scale. I stopped defining myself by numbers. And when I came back from that journey, I moved to New York City. I started going back to nutrition school and teaching yoga. But then this free blog was the jumping point for my whole career. And I was really speaking from my heart about the philosophies I had learned, again, across these areas, food, taking care of your body, your emotional well-being, mental health, and your spiritual journey. And it just started to pick up like wildfire. And then, you know, I was teaching yoga. I just told my yoga students, but then it started spreading. And then my first celebrity found me, who was Uma Thurman. And then I got on a film set and everything just started skyrocketing. So the reason I share this is because when you feel something in your heart, that spanda, which is the Sanskrit word for inspiration, you want to go with it because you don't know where it's going to lead you to. I had no idea that backpacking was going to lead me to helping me create my whole career, my whole future.
I love that so much. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things I notice about reading through your books. And I'm like a few chapters into your most recent book. And it's like you bring in that worldly experience that you had and the scientific research and education to back it up. And these people that you met, these yogis that you met, it's like you can really feel that when you're sort of pouring through some of your books.
Yes. And so that's a big part of this last book, You Are More Than You Think You Are, and really talking about the key of listening to your intuition. And so that was one of the biggest teachings that I've come across, and one of the things and the practices and the ways that we actually listen. What is your head and your ego and the limited part of you that's talking to you, and what is your heart and your intuition? And so along the journey, learning to tune into that means you create your best stuff. That's how you create a product or a web page or a social media page or whatever that actually stands out. Because if we're trying to be like everyone else, we're in our heads, we're imitating, it's very generic. And that spark, that magic doesn't come out of you. So you want to learn how to get out of the ego and get deeper inside of yourself.
Absolutely. And that was on my list of questions to ask you. So since we're on the subject now, what's like one key tool or one key tip or takeaway from your book that you want audience members to leave with?
Yes. So I'll say in a general sense that there's the ego and then there's the true self. So the ego is what we're sensing with the senses all the time, right? Our five senses are looking out. What do I see on TikTok? How does this food taste? I'm looking in the mirror. What do I look like? Oh, what does she look like? This comparison mindset. So if we stay always in this sort of identification and the energy flowing out, we get depleted. We get confused. We always feel like we're not enough. We feel very blocked in our life. And I see this every single day with women and people struggling and the questions that come into me on my podcast in general. So what we need to understand is that's not actually who we are. That's a part of who we are to an extent. We have a body, but that's not really who we are, is this true self, which is a term that Paramahansa Yogananda used, the great yoga guru who brought yoga to the West. So the true self is this energy inside of you. It's this uniqueness. We could say in spiritual terms, it's spirit individualized. We could say it's your heart, your intuition, whatever you want to use. Neuroscientists have a different, you know, sort of the field around you, whatever you want to say, but we are unique beings. So when we meditate or when we go into stillness, it's a chance to withdraw our energy from always flowing out to at least part of the time coming into your central nervous system. So into your spine and your brain. And this is this deep sense underneath the behaviors, underneath the doingness, which activates your intuition. This is what activates your deeper knowing, your guidance in life. This is where you can understand when you're really hungry. This is when you can understand if this relationship will serve you or if it's toxic. This is what will guide you into inspired action to actually manifest your dreams. So my biggest tip and takeaway is to carve out space in your day to meditate, even if it's only for 10 minutes in the morning. So this is part of the morning practice I teach, as well as taking 2 SBO probiotics. Gut health is really important. Drinking hot water with lemon, drinking your glowing green smoothie, which is a recipe I've taught for many years, and then meditating. So at the beginning of the day, this is the ultimate self-care practice. You get into your body. You feel what your needs are. You feel your heart, your intuition, and your whole day will be much more powerful.
I love all of that. There's so many good takeaways. And I know I've heard you talk about meditation so much, from your podcast to being a guest on other podcasts. So yes, thank you for sharing that, and also making it feel tangible and accessible, in the sense of we don't need to sit for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour. It's like you said, like 10 minutes, carve it out. I just feel like there's so many benefits.
So I think it's important to take the wins, the small steps. When I'm working with a client on changing their lifestyle, we start with the morning practice, mm-hmm, and we solidify that. And then we move into mid-morning, lunch, dinner, so on, and, you know, practices later. So if you start with 5 or 10 minutes and you start to cultivate this as an embedded habit, you will start to feel the peace. You'll start to feel that concentration growing. That's how I started, Emily. It was so hard for me to be like, oh God, 5 minutes. I put on the alarm and it was like so hard to just sit and, you know, work through the mind. But then eventually you will want to meditate longer when you can, because it feels really good. But in the beginning, just those 5-10 minutes is what we need to just start that spark. And then, you know, we don't have to worry about it, because eventually we get to the point where we are called to go deeper into the practices. So at the beginning, we just want to establish and see, oh my gosh, this really does change my life. And meditation, by the way, practice in an effective way. There's so much out there. And I really believe that we need to follow a tried and true lineage, a great yoga master, or the teachings that have come from the rishis, the seers. We shouldn't just make up stuff. So the practical enlightenment meditation that I teach is inspired by this very deep Kriya Yoga, Raja Yoga practice of Yogananda. So it's about going inward. Meditation isn't just relaxation, but it's about union. It's about connection into the true self. And this is the magic that gives you that vitality, and it inspires your creativity and gives you that inner peace and that expanded love. And so we're so filled up from the inside that we're not creating, you know, we're not overstepping boundaries. We're not relying on food cravings. We're not just filling our mind with junk and Netflix all night, because whilst we can enjoy these things, when we feel this inner, this energy, we tap into it from the inside, we are less reliant on the outside world, all across the board.
I love all of that. So you mentioned Yogananda. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to try a practice or a meditation from that particular practice, what's the best way? Can we link it out in the show notes, or do you have something that we can point our audience members to?
Well, if you read the book, you'll see that the whole book is an introduction to Yogananda.
Okay, great.
And some of the preliminary practices. And one that I'll share that's up in the beginning, it's a practice you can do anytime during the day. You can do it at the beginning of your meditation, is the expanding the gaps practice, which I can explain quickly if you'd like to hear it.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
And so we can do it. It takes about 20 seconds. Okay. So the beauty of this, Emily, is that in stillness, that's when we access that zero point field, our best ideas, true peace that expands, that calmness that gives us so much energy. And so what the yogis teach is that we touch that stillness first in the micro pauses in between your inhales and your exhales. So once you touch it and you experience it as a baseline, then you can expand it in your life. So let's try it. It'll take just about 15 or 20 seconds.
Perfect.
We're going to inhale and exhale for 4. And then you're just going to pause at the top or the bottom. And for anyone listening, you can practice with us if you're not driving, and just feel this in your body, okay? So just close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath in. And then exhale out through your nose. Okay, now we're going to inhale, 2, 3, 4, and then just pause at the top with your breath full. And then exhale, 2, 3, 4, and pause empty at the bottom. And then once again, inhale, 2, 3, 4, pause full at the top. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, pause empty at the bottom. And breathe in and out now, nice and slowly but normally. And you can float your eyes open. So you can see, Emily, I mean, that was just a little, tiny little touch of it. We did it for 2 rounds. So imagine if you do it just for 1 minute or 2 minutes, you can start to see that by giving a directed action, slowing down your breath, and then just feeling these pauses, it's like, oh, wow, that's available to me. And then you can reset. You can get out of the confusion of your mind and your endless thoughts, because we are not the mind. We are not the body. There's something underneath. There is this voice of your soul. This is your intuition. This is your heart. So once we drop down into this place and we learn to live more from this place, to make decisions from this place, big and small, what we have for a snack, how we're going to come across in our voice as we talk to our children, or what focus we're going to bring to our work today. This is how we live in an expanded place. This is how we really create and manifest the life that we want from the inside out. If we're always creating on this frenetic level, we waste so much time. We get so exhausted. We create so much inflammation in our bodies. So this is where, Emily, it all comes together. This is where my cornerstones come from. Because people would always come to me, I want to lose weight. I want to look like this, da 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 da. And then it's like I get into their lifestyle and I realize the stress of the mind, this constant fight or flight cortisol, they're never going to get there from food, right? Alone. So this is why the yogis talked about food, but it was this holistic lifestyle where we take care of our inner state that manifests the outer state that we want as well, whether it's weight or how our skin looks or whatever.
Totally. While you're talking, it's like, I'm coming off a day in New York yesterday, like my first day back in the city after living abroad for like 6 years.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like running around like a chicken with my head cut off from meeting to meeting, putting, you know, not so great things into my body, from the, you know, really strong coffee I had in the morning to the sugary treat that I had and then lunch. And like, I needed this. So thank you so much for like bringing that moment and like making it tangible and like, again, it's achievable. We can do this and we have access to it.
And you know what it does too, Emily? It reframes your entire connection to time. So here I am. I'll use myself as an example. I used to feel like, oh, there's never enough time to do anything. Now where I sit with you today, I'm running a brand. I have a podcast that airs twice a week. I have 2 young children and I'm writing books, right? But at the same, my life feels full, but it doesn't feel frenetic the way it used to, because I take the time to actually slow down. I also take a nonlinear approach to my work. So our energy is always changing, right? Especially as women, we're connected to the moon and the tides and our menstrual cycles. So we want to show up and not just pound, 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 but see, what am I drawn to? Am I more, okay, I'm in creative space. I'm going to do videos today, or I'm going to write. I'm going to go down, you know, inward. So we just also want to allow space through our day to really move with our energy. And that way we feel like we're able to get so much done without the stressful pushing. It really changes things.
Yeah, absolutely. So on that note, you're talking about, you know, you are doing all of the things. You have so many balls in the air. You're also a mom. You're writing all these books. Is there something from an efficiency standpoint that you could share with us, or like a life hack that enables you to juggle all these balls?
So I think I've touched on that, but I'll mention it again. For me, my life hack is, first of all, focusing on the 4 cornerstones and really the morning practice. we focus so much on New Year's, right? But it's like every morning we come from this altered state of consciousness known as sleep. So how you prep yourself for the day impacts the whole day. So my days start with a prayer and an intention for the day. It starts with an act of love, cuddling my children and my husband. My children are always in my bed by 5 a.m., right? So, and then I go into what I mentioned, that the lemon water and our Soluna probiotics are clinically researched probiotics, which are really powerful and actually get through the stomach acid, and then fiber and meditation. So I think it's really important that whether you're really busy or you're going through a stagnant period, that you stay with the regularity of your morning practice, including the meditation. As long as I stay with that consistency, my days are always better, truly. So, you know, and that starts with thinking through the night before, maybe going to bed at the right time, setting yourself up for great sleep. But for me, now I understand the importance of the mornings. And so I really honor that.
I love that. That's perfect. Thank you so much. So one of my questions I love asking my guests is, what lights a fire in you? Why do you do what you do?
So I think with, for me, I know what it's like to really suffer in my body. So I think that the width and the breadth of my experiences, including being really bloated, having eating disorders, and then more recently losing my mom really suddenly and going through a really painful divorce and breakup, I know what it feels like. And so from the beginning, what lights a fire in me has always been the same through line, which is to serve and to share what has helped me. And so the times where I get murky or confused or bogged down or stressful is when I'm linear, when I'm thinking in my head, oh, you know, what is the business need or what is out there that I can create? When I just stay in that heart space of literally, I just want to help. I want to help someone get out of this suffering that I know feels so dark and heavy. When I stay there, that's my best stuff. That's where it's coming from. That's where I feel the endless inspiration that's coming. This fire keeps burning and burning. So it really comes down to that.
I love that. And I want to say I'm so sorry for the loss of your mother too.
Oh, thank you. I think her soul continues to evolve, and we continue to stay connected. And in the You Are Love chapter of the book, I start the chapter by talking about the experience where I got to actually hold her in my arms as she took her last breath, which was really powerful and allowed me to feel experientially the light move, her essence move. Right? It didn't die. I never say she died. I just say her body passed away, but she literally moved. And it gave me a complete reframe of love, right? That love Wow. is a verb. Love is action. Love is not something we possess. It's not something we need to get, but it's something we activate through the energy inside of us. So when we become the source of love, right? So that's, as I mentioned, one of the first things I do in the morning is I cuddle, I give love, I activate love as an energy. So it's flowing from you. You become incredibly magnetic. There'll be this flow of people coming to you for love, whether you're looking for partnership or deeper love, friendships, whatever it is. So you want to learn. And that's what that chapter is about. Very practical action steps and tools and practices of how you activate the love energy inside of you. And then your whole life becomes permeated with it, and it changes. It shifts your work. It shifts your relationship with food. It changes your digestion. It changes everything.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I feel like that's super powerful. And again, it's tangible and it's accessible.
Yes. And it's available for all of us.
Totally. Totally. So Kimberly, as a last question, you've shared so many good nuggets, my God. But as we embark on a new year, what do you want to leave our audience with? Is there something that comes to mind from, whether it's from one of your books or from your recent product launch, that you want to share with us today?
Well, I'm really excited about this new book, which just published into paperback, Emily, because it really is, when I think about what I've put out into the world, and it's been different aspects of wellness, whether it's Ayurveda or diet, this book, because people come to me and they're like, well, I want to change my skin from the inside. I want to change my energy from the inside out. But it's expanding those principles to realize you can reshape your career from the inside out, your love, your partnership. So this book contains the nuggets, the teachings that have helped me so much that, again, I want to share. I know how big a difference they can make in people's lives. But one last thing I wanted to say, Emily, as you said that question, something, a light bulb flashed in my head, which is that I see so many women and people struggling with confidence, and it starts to take over your life, this self-esteem, this feeling you're not enough, meaning we're driven to constantly focus on the outside. Have I achieved enough? Do I need to do more for my hair? The constant buying of products. It comes from this place of not being connected to true confidence. So the false confidence comes from, hey, I did my CrossFit today. I feel extra, you know, I'm looking really fit, or I lost 10 pounds. That's great, but that's like shining up the outside. True confidence comes from the very, you know, the core, you know, when Moses asked the Almighty, and the Almighty said, you know, what is this? What are you? And he said, I am that I am. So that's what meditation gives you, just the deep sense, I'm alive, I'm breathing, so then I'm good enough. I'm a unique being. Once we feel it, oh my gosh, Emily, like you show up in a different way. So these practices give you deep grounded confidence that is so magnetic and so powerful and will help you create what you want. And then shining up the outside, that's not where confidence comes from. We can feel really good when our hair looks pretty. We all want to look great, right? And create things, but it shouldn't change your worth. So this year, my wish and my goal and my hope that my book can support people in really creating is a deeper sense of confidence. I am that I am. You are that you are. Simply your unique creation, your unique energy. You are powerful. You have this ability to create something that no one else can. So tap into that and create from that place. And that is possible for you.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much, Kimberly. I know that's something that I needed to hear this week. And I know so many listeners it'll resonate so much. We will link out to the new book. Thank you again for being with us today. Before you go, where can everybody find you and keep up with you and all of that good stuff?
So my website is mysoluna.com, SOLLUNA.com, which is our hub for the podcast and the books and the many offerings, the courses. And also I'm on social media @_KimberlySnyder.
Amazing. Thank you so much again for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, love. It was my pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram @TheBigMovePodcast and @mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.